of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be
So welcome to the Rewire Date. This is Maya Diamond.
Hello, everyone. It's Erin Beata here. So great to be back with you all on this beautiful Monday, especially with the topic Maya has in store for us today. I mean, from chaos to stability, repair your disorganized attachment and find healthy love.
Yeah, such a topic. Disorganized attachment, or also called fearful avoidance, is something that so many of the women we work with face, you know, even if it's part of their attachment style, half of their attachment style, or maybe their whole attachment style, it can really be a predominant attachment style in a lot of the women that we work with. And I just want people to know that there really is hope. There really is healing possible. There really is an ability to become more secure and have a secure relationship, even if you come from this attachment style. So I'm really excited to focus on this today.
Yeah, and I'm really excited too, because I think that this one can be a little bit confusing for people at times, myself included initially. Like, you know, people would get on the calls and they would know, like, were they anxious? Were they avoidant? Was there some mixture of the two? Was it that they really were anxious, but then went through like a really terrible breakup and then started having avoidant patterning? And does that make them disorganized? And so I feel like there's so much here. And so I'm really excited to dive in and get your expertise. So maybe in starting off, can you tell us what is disorganized attachment and also why it's so difficult in romantic relationships?
Yes. So with disorganized attachment, so first of all, I just want to, again, talk about the root cause. So the root cause is that there was a big lack of safety and calm in childhood. Instead, there was some kind of either fighting or neglect or abuse or chaos that was happening in the family. So maybe it was physical abuse between your parents, or maybe you received physical abuse, or maybe there was just a lot of anger and rage happening from one of your parents, or maybe a lot of moving a lot. And so your parents were both a source of love, but also a source of panic and fear. And so that's why it's like with a disorganized attachment, right next to each other inside of you is anxious and avoidant at the same time. And so on the one hand, you fear intimacy and closeness. And on the other hand, you fear abandonment. And so that's why this is so complex and chaotic and challenging and confusing inside. And so it can make it really hard to relax into relationship and settle into relationship, because your nervous system is constantly going on high alert, because you're constantly feeling these triggers that might not necessarily be real. In other words, the person next to you might be coming towards you in a very safe and normal way that anyone would in relationship. But inside of you, there's these alarm bells coming off because of your childhood. And, you know, we're just this, our nervous systems, our attachment systems, and our brains are just so wired from childhood. And so we think something's really dangerous, but it's not actually dangerous, right? And so that's what's happening with disorganized attachment. And so that's why it's so, so powerful to work on it, because when you get so overwhelmed and flooded with these intense emotions, it's just really hard to feel calm and grounded and secure inside of yourself in relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that just speaks to so much about what a lot of the women who are in this group can even experience a lot of time, where there's that push and pull dynamic within ourselves, which makes it really hard, I think, to have good discernment about who we are dating and who we are choosing to attach to, because that place like gets so murky.
Totally. It's like, oh, is this is this me or is this them? Because if you're having so many triggers and so many emotional responses, then exactly, it's really hard to discern if someone's even a good partner for you, because your attachment system is just creating all of this sense of danger and alert. And so exactly, of course, it's hard to discern. And then you might be in a relationship attached to someone who's really not healthy for you, but you might be blaming yourself because you're feeling so disorganized. And so it just can be very, very confusing.
So what are the keys to healing disorganized, fearful, avoidant attachment? And is it possible to become more secure? What does that look like?
Yeah. So the great news, yay, we can celebrate this, is that the brain and the nervous system is neuroplastic, meaning it can be rewired and we can become more healthy. We can become more healed. We can become more internally secure in our nervous system and in our attachment systems. So that's the fantastic news. And it does take work. It takes concentrated work, concentrated effort. And so I would say the number one key, the first key that everyone should know about is to become better at self-regulation and to become better at co-regulation. Because then in both ways, you're able to calm down quicker. You're able to feel more relaxed quicker. So that means you becoming really aware of when you go into these high alert places and really mindful, and then being able to either calm yourself down and self-soothe or have someone else help you calm down. But a lot of times with disorganized attachment, there's not an ability to calm down and there's not ability to have someone else help you calm down. And so that's why in the work in the program, what we do is we really give you multiple tools to help you calm down so that you can get excellent at self-soothing and calming down yourself, which then creates these new neural pathways, these new neural networks of safe and calm inside of your nervous system and your brain. But then we also help you release that fear of allowing someone, that release the fear and the barriers and the wiring that makes it so when someone tries to help you calm down, when they give you something that would be kind of a normal and natural way to help you calm down, like a hug, eye contact, asking you how you're feeling, asking you what you're needing, you're able to receive those levels of support. Because if you can't receive support, then it's going to be really hard to help to co-regulate and to have this other person help you calm down. And a lot of times when we've had trauma that has caused this disorganization in the first place, exactly, whether it's childhood or in romantic relationships, then it's really hard to trust the other person and trust that you can receive their support. And so we want you in a place where you can trust more, where you can receive more, where you can feel more calm and regulated in relationships. So that's the number one key. The next key that's incredibly important is to learn how to communicate well. So if you can't communicate your complex feelings in relationship, and they're going to be complex because you have this disorganized attachment. And so the path to becoming more secure on the path, it's not just one day, from one day to the next, you're going to become secure. So on that path, you're going to have these complex feelings that come up in relationship. And so we need you to be able to communicate those in a way that someone can really get you and understand you and be able to support you there. And so you need to be able to communicate those in a way that doesn't push your partner away, that creates more connection and intimacy rather than disconnection and conflict, that has you guys feeling more intimate rather than less. And so that's super, super important, because the thing is, when we don't have models growing up where people communicated well, then it's hard to do that ourselves. And so cleanly communicating is so, so important in a secure way. And so we can't cover this in a rewire date because it's about practicing it. It's about getting feedback from us as your coaches or from someone else, right? So becoming a better communicator doesn't happen in a day. And that's why, again, like, our program is 4 months so that you keep getting feedback. you know, these little tweaks to your communication. I mean, communication, I have worked so intensely on it in the last 5 years and my communication has improved greatly, but there's always more tweaks. There's always more ways that we can communicate better so that the person really opens their heart and is able to come towards us rather than feeling closed, shut down, put down, blamed, you know, invalidated, etc. And so so crucial. Yeah,
those three things really seem to relate so much too, like that regulation piece and then the receiving and then the communication. Particular because, like, if you're in a place where you're feeling dysregulated, if you have been, you know, in a place where your vigilance center has been so high looking for the danger that you're almost operating and living in relationship from that heightened space, for one, receiving does not feel safe, you know? And I think that that's where quite often, like, people pleasing tendencies come up, or, you know, especially I've noticed with disorganized, where it's sort of like, you kind of try to say the thing to make the other person like kind of okay. And then once it's done, it's like you try your hardest to find where can I find space and safety for myself, you know? And so the communications can tend to really come, I think, from that dysregulated space where we're not even always aware that that's the place that it's coming from. It's just that our systems are trying to do whatever we can to find that sense of safety, which makes really, really hard. So I just think that that's so important what you're sharing and just the ways that it actually weaves together. Yeah, it's really, really fascinating.
Exactly. And then, right, maybe we're people pleasing around communicating. And so then you're not really speaking your truth. And then you might feel alone and isolated in the relationship. Like I used to do that. I used to not communicate and then I would somehow feel disconnected and alone. Oh, well, guess what? Of course, when you don't communicate what's really happening, you can feel disconnected and alone in a relationship and then start to blame the other person. And so that's why this piece around communicating your truth in a healthy way is so, so powerful. And the thing that I think is also really cool that nobody told me when I was, you know, not great at communicating was that people, men, women, whoever you choose to be with, they will respect you so much more because they have experienced so many people in their past who have been not great at communicating. And so when you are communicating well, they're going to be like, whoa, this woman is freaking amazing. Like she knows how to communicate. 99% of the people I dated in the past don't know how to communicate. This is phenomenal. I want to keep being with this person, right? And I see that with my male clients, with my female clients, like you will knock the socks off of the person that you're dating or in a relationship with because healthy communication is so rare these days. Unfortunately, it's the rarity, you know, it's the 15% of the population that communicates well. And many are, I don't know what the percent, I don't want to say that, but I would say there's a large percent of the pop, maybe 50% or 60% that are not able to communicate their feelings and needs and boundaries in a healthy way in relationships. So, you know, it's so, so huge. And then the third key that I want to talk about is exactly to choose this piece around discernment. So if you are in a relationship with someone who is invalidating your experience, who's gaslighting you, who's showing up in inconsistent ways, then it will only increase your disorganized attachment. It will only re-traumatize all the places you've been traumatized. And so over time, sure, maybe you can handle it a certain amount of time, but over time, that's going to be incredibly painful and re-traumatizing for your nervous system. We have to honor and be compassionate to the way our nervous systems are currently organized and choose to have people in our life and all of our relationships that are going to be kind and compassionate and emotionally responsive and emotionally supportive and all these things, because otherwise you will increase your state of high alert and you will be in that threat response more often of the time, which will then create a situation where that increases chances of all these physical illnesses, all these, you know, unhappiness, anxiety, depression, right? All these mental illnesses. And so this discernment piece, this third key, is so, so crucial. Who you are the gatekeeper, and who you let in to your life will help increase your secure attachment, right? We are not these islands unto ourselves. Whoever we let in really increases the internal security and safety and calm and regulation in our life, or it decreases it. And nobody is perfect. You're not going to be with someone who's perfect all the time. I'm not saying that. But when you choose a partner, when you choose to date people, when you choose to have friends and family members in your life that really treat you well, you know, your whole life changes in positive ways. And so that's why, again, one of the things that we teach you in the program, and we really hold your hand, because again, this cannot be learned in a day. This cannot be learned in an hour. We hold your hand throughout the process of the discernment of choosing who to date, choosing who to invest your time and energy in, choosing who to commit to, your precious life energy. Because when you choose someone who is loving and warm, when you're attracted to someone who is loving and warm and generous and kind and compassionate, all these good qualities that you say that you want, right? When you choose and attract that person and say yes to that person, then all of these things happen that are so, so powerful and so positive for you. And so we really want to support you in that as much as possible. And I would say with disorganized attachment, again, having so much compassion, because you are the human amongst all humans who've had the most trauma. You are the human amongst all humans who probably have, you know, either PTSD or PTSD, some PTSD symptoms. And so you deserve the level of care, compassion, emotional responsiveness, and support that you, and like those feelings of safety from someone. Everyone deserves it, but especially you, for your own healing, really need that level of safety and support in your relationship. And so that's why the other piece that we work on that's so important is increasing your self-esteem and your self-worth. Because when you've had these kinds of traumas, your self-esteem and your self-worth, you know, can really be depleted. And so increasing your confidence, increasing your internal security, all these things are so, so important.
Yeah, so important. I'd love to just know about some specific examples, because I know we've worked with so many women on this particular piece. So can you share some examples of how women who have disorganized attachment have been able to shift from the work in the Rewire for Love program?
Yeah. So first of all, I can talk about one of our program graduates who came into the program when disorganized attachment. She was chronically being attracted and choosing unavailable people. And she was also having a hard time even seeing when she was dating someone more secure, because no matter what, her disorganized attachment style was creating a lot of internal triggers inside of her nervous system. In addition, she was pushing people away by, you know, all of that dysregulation and all of the acting out that was happening through maybe, you know, texting a lot or communicating in ways that were hurtful, or, you know, needing so much external safety that it was again, pushing people away because it wasn't communicated in a healthy way. And so there was a lot of mixed messages that she was sending men, which then creates a lot of insecurity for the men, because they're like, you know, how can I relax into this when I'm not getting a lot of clear signals here? I would say I want to actually really highlight that, because that's one of the things I see the most with our clients who are disorganized attachment, is they're sending lots of unclear mixed signals to the person that they're dating or in a relationship with that can cause the other person to feel like, oh, is this really, you know, am I really safe here to actually move forward? Like, how can I move forward with this person if they're sending me so many mixed signals? Like, I don't feel safe, right? And so through our work, what we helped her do is really make those signals more clear, more solid, more safe, more secure, so that her communication was clearly showing interest, was clearly showing what her truth was, etc. And then we also did some deep trauma healing work so that she could just not just have her communication be clear, but deeply feel more regulated and calm inside and more self-aware and mindful of her, of what was happening inside, so that she could communicate better. And then through our work, she was able to attract a really healthy, secure, loving partner who, you know, is really able to show up for to her in a secure and consistent and loving way. And so, you know, we have dozens and dozens and thousands of these stories where people come into the program not feeling regulated and safe. And they're able to really increase their ability to calm down, increase their ability to co-regulate, increase their ability to have these clear signals. And then just amazing miracles happen in their love life. Another person had a chronically pattern of, you know, not being able to relax into a relationship, not having a long-term relationship, just chronically single and chronically, you know, feeling dysregulated in relationships. And through our work, she is now able and in a really successful, committed relationship. And so, again, it's this similar theme of just a lot of chaos happening. And then through the work, really learning how to become more self-loving, become more self-compassionate, become more self-honoring, become more self-trusting. And then that translates to trusting others more, trusting the world more. And then you can relax more into a loving partner who's really there for you. Because you may be really, you know, you may be dating someone who's really, really great, like really awesome. But unfortunately, exactly, if there's these blocks to receiving, if there's this deep shutdown or repulsion or rejection to another human who's just really calm and loving, then, you know, it doesn't matter. Then no matter what, you're going to be pushing people away that are actually good for you. And so we really want to shift that so that you can receive someone who is really good for you when they come into your life. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of this push and pull, and it's going to be hard to sustain a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. Those examples feel so good. I know that we have so many more.
Yeah. Oh, and if you're listening now or in the replay, definitely feel free to write a question in the comments. Would love to hear your questions, even if you're listening to the replay, and we can respond. This is such an important topic, and I know it's so complex. So yeah, I really want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we need to do a round two of looking into more pieces of disorganized, fearful, avoidant in particular, because I know that a lot of the women who are in this group identify with that. So for those of you who are still listening, Maya, can you tell them a little bit about how they can find out about what the next step looks like if they are feeling like they are a good fit for the program?
Yeah. So as you can tell, healing disorganized attachment does not take a couple of hours, does not take a day. It takes diligence, work. It takes commitment. It takes energy. It takes time. And I would also say it takes receiving a high level of support. And so that's what we have created with the Rewire for Love program. This program is 4 months. It's an intensive. You're getting on coaching, live coaching calls every week. You're getting modules every week. And so we're really holding your hand through the process of healing this on a really deep level. And, you know, you're by the end, you're going to be able to communicate better, calm down better, co-regulate better, and hopefully get into a really healthy relationship with someone who can really meet you. And maybe that's during the program or maybe that's after the program, but either way, this program is going to transform your relationship to relationships so that there's more safety and calm inside of you and outside of you in romantic partnership. And without that support, it's really hard to get there. I really want people to know, without having deep support around this, it can be really hard to get where you want to go. So if you're interested, we would love to have you. And you can go to empowerlove.us/apply. That's empowerlove.us/apply to book your free love breakthrough session with Erin. This is, we want you to set aside 60 minutes for this call so that she can really understand where you're at, what your challenges are, and really help you clearly see what the work is to get there and if you're a great fit for the program. So we'll let you know that on the call. We'll let you know all the details of the program, the cost, you know, and again, the level of time, the little level of energy, the level of homework, all of that. So you really have an idea. And if you're concerned at all about the money, there are multiple payment plans, extended payment plans, if you need them, so that you can really do this program because we want it to be accessible to everyone. So definitely reach out. And all you have to do, again, is go to empowerlove.us/apply. We'll put that in the comments below. And yeah, like this work has the ability to transform every single area of your life. Because if you think about it, our nervous system and our ability to communicate and our ability to feel safe in the world just impacts everything, every single day of your life. Feeling more calm, more peaceful, more happy, more relaxed. All of these things are so, so valuable.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. I love that description of the call and would love to hop on the call with anyone here who is interested, who wants to learn more. The call in and of itself, I think, is just incredibly insightful and valuable for you. And feel free to message if you have any questions. And we'd love to hear you on the thread. Please comment below. Your thoughts on this, if you identify as disorganized attachment, really what your experience has been so far. So Maya, thank you so much for all of that insight today. I always learn so much from these rewire dates with you, and I look forward to seeing everyone again next week.
Yes, thank you so much, everyone, for joining. So happy that you watched live or the replay, and we look forward to seeing you all next Monday at 12 p.m. PST on the Rewire Date. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond to receive your two free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love and to start rewiring your attachment style today. Go to empowerlove.us/love.